Yes, hi, this is Amanda. Couple questions for you, and I'm not just sure if it's just because of the lead source that you're using or what, but do you ever email to individuals, you know, a little brief, I guess, brief information, and then that includes the link in which they need to click on to access the videos, so that they, we don't have the risk in them not writing down the website information properly?
All right. Great question. Yeah, what I try to do is that as quickly as I can, they've got to wait on an email. In other words, there's two different options here. Number one is if he doesn't write it down right, you call him back and he says, I wasn't able to get in, and so you clarify it right there. The best scenario is when you can say, are you at a computer right now? And you type it in, you make sure it comes up. That's the very best scenario. The email is going to be, it's just one step distant. It's fine. You've heard me do it a couple of times on this call. But what I prefer most is to walk over your computer and let me give it to you right now. Does that answer that one, Amanda?
Yes. And then do you provide individuals with your home office number when you are just giving them the address to write down?
Yeah, but most of the time they capture it. Most everybody's got caller ID these days. Mm-hmm. And any time I'm going outbound, I actually leave it on. I don't have caller ID block on. Too many people now have, this does not accept calls from blocked callers or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a few of these people, they just call me right back. I call them, and they hear that I don't leave a message, and they turn around and they call me right back. And they say, yeah, you just called me?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I did. Hang on, let me turn the tape recorder on. I haven't said that, but I had to babble around there until I could get it on. Okay. Does that answer your question, Amanda?
Yes, thank you.